Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. Some of you are going to be listening live, and some of you will be listening later on, either on our website, bohmglobal.com, or on Starcom Media Network on Saturdays and on Sundays. So wherever you hear this show, God bless you. Welcome today. And we are in that wonderful time of year where we celebrate the birth of Jesus. And I am always excited to teach this material because there's so much great stuff here. And it is going to be a wild and wonderful show today. And with me is Pastor Jim. We may even hear from Nan here or there. And Megan is not able to be with us today as scheduled. And so we need to pray for that family, but she'll be back with us soon. And it is only a few days till Christmas and does not even seem possible. I don't know about y'all, but seems to me like this year it really snuck up on me. What do you think, Pastor Jim?
Well, it did. I'm kind of amazed that we're less than 2 weeks away from Christmas. But what amazes me even more is my cards are out, my presents are bought. That I think this is the first year that has ever happened. And I was thinking about it. It's so nice now because now I can really focus on Christmas. I mean, on what it really means. I got everything else done, so now I can just sit back and relax and read the scriptures about the birth of Jesus and just enjoy that part of it.
That's cool.
Rather than have to be running around thinking, because I have in the past, I admit, I have been out after work on Christmas Eve to finish things up.
Yeah, I think a lot of people can relate to that. And I used to own a Christian bookstore in Indiana for 11 years. And actually, the busiest day of the entire shopping year for us at Cornerstone was Christmas Eve day.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I can remember many a freezing cold Christmas Eve where by the time I got to my car, the locks were frozen, and I mean cold.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
And having to leave the store open till like 8 o'clock at night on a Christmas Eve because of late, people just kept coming in. Oh, I got to buy a Bible. I got to do this, got to do that. And so, you know, I think late shopping still happens for a lot of people around the world. But we're happy for you, Pastor Jim, that yours is done. I can't say the same, but I'm happy for you.
Well, yeah, I just look at it as a miracle.
Yeah, there you go. I'm so excited about this subject matter. I love it every year. Every year we take a different approach. We just let God lead us. But it's always, of course, the same basic story. But it builds our faith. And I think you last week at nursing home when you spoke, you were really talking about building faith.
Yeah.
And that's what this does if we will get a hold of the truth of the facts of this season and really what it means to us for our faith building that we all need to be doing all the time.
Exactly. And, you know, we know there's just so much that we think we have to get done. And you know, I'm not saying we don't, but there is there's family, there's church, there's this, there's that.
Right.
And we have to set aside some time.
Right.
To just, well, listen to this radio
yes.
show and, you know.
Right.
And let the true meaning of Christmas,
right.
what the real Christmas is all about,
right.
enter into our hearts, because that's that peace on earth.
Yes.
Goodwill toward
yes.
men.
Yes. Amen.
And not just peace on earth, but peace for us.
Peace within
you know,
us.
I think
yes.
of that Amy Grant song, I Need a Silent Night. You
right.
know, that's kind of a perfect song for
right.
a lot of people, because, you know, we get so busy with the Christmas season that we forget about Christmas.
That's right.
You know.
So we just want to redirect everybody's thoughts right now. And if you are listening later than live, which is fine, that's great, you can still call a friend and have them tune in on StarCom Media with you or on our website. And let's get some listeners activated right now today for this show. And if you want to text a comment, this is not a call-in show. We have that on Thursday night. We have a right. call-in show. This is not that, but this is a text-in show. And the text will come straight to my phone right here. And our Google text number for the message, or for the ministry, I mean, and you might write this down, is 727-888-4171. That's how you can reach the ministry at any time. 727-888-4171. I'll get it right in a minute. And anyway, so we are excited about this show. Lord God, we just thank you. Let's pray together. Lord God, we just thank you and praise you for this opportunity to come before you on the air and to present your word in a timely way, in a faith-building way today. Lord, we believe that your word, as we hear it, it says in Romans 10:19, faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. And as we study the word of God, as we hear it, as we listen, as we allow your principles to get down within us, our faith is increased and it builds. And Lord, we are claiming and believing that countless numbers of people around the globe will hear this show and their faith will rise as they listen to the facts and all of the wonderful truths around the birth of Jesus. Lord, we just give you the glory and praise for an amazing, anointed show. We feel your anointing already, Lord. It's here. Your presence
Amen.
Is here. We give you glory and praise for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Woo, would you introduce our first song, Pastor Jim?
Yes, our first song is The Heart of Christmas by Matthew West. And he's got this really cool thing that he does. He'll take people's stories. They'll send him like stories of things that have gone on in
cool.
their lives.
Oh, cool.
And he'll turn them into songs.
I didn't know that
yeah,
about
Yeah, that
him.
Song Forgiveness
yes.
that he wrote
yes.
was about the lady whose, I believe it was her daughter, was killed by a drunk driver.
Right.
And she forgave the driver. Now,
wow.
he got saved out of all this because of her forgiving him.
Oh, how
and
cool.
Now they travel together and kind of tell their story and... You know,
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's really,
that
really
is cool.
Cool.
Ooh, let's listen to this, The Heart of Christmas.
I'm gonna make a wish this Christmas. I'm gonna say a little prayer. I'm gonna stop here for a moment. Before the moment disappears, the world's in a hurry this December. The city streets and shopping malls. I wish we could slow down and remember the meaning of it all. Wherever you are, no matter how far, come back to the heart. The heart of Christmas, live while you can. Cherish the moment, and the ones that you love, make sure they know it. And don't miss it. The heart of Christmas. Let's find the wonder of a child. You can see the magic all around you. Come on and open up your eyes. You can find it in the warm embrace of your family, or calling up a long lost friend. You can even find it in the eyes.
Come back to the heart of Christmas. I love the fact that song says the ones that you love, make sure they know it. Isn't that cool, Pastor Jim? I think so often we take people in our lives for granted. And I really want to thank our supporters. We have so many, and the Beacon of Hope family scattered in so many different places right now, different states and just all around. That, you know, we do appreciate hearing from people. We appreciate our attendance here on our Friday night gatherings, which is moving to Wednesday night in about 10 days. But, you know, the gathering here in Clearwater, it's just we were busting out of the doors Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we appreciate every one of our dear ones who support this ministry in prayer, in their finances, and in their attendance if they're in the area or if they live here. And listening to our shows, it's just a blessing, isn't it?
Amen. And, you know, you don't have the nice thing about being Christian,
right,
is you don't have to be physically present to be part of the family.
That's right.
Because we're all connected by the Holy Spirit.
We are.
And we are one family.
Amen.
And, I mean, we've got friends of the ministry scattered as far as Mexico.
Right, absolutely.
And, you know, all across.
And we've heard from other countries, too,
right,
now that we're on StarCom Media in other countries,
yeah,
yes.
I mean, you know, we're part of one big
yes,
family.
Yes, amen.
And it's good that we do take the time to thank not just our blood family or even our local church family, but our family is scattered.
Well, God has told us that, you know, it'll be till we get to heaven, we'll know how many there are really united with us in prayer and in listening and whatever. So a lot of you, we know we don't hear from you, but we know you're out there. And so we just want you to know that, you know, we are always here in the form of prayer support in these shows that we put on faithfully week after week. I was just talking to some people that were on right before us. This is our 9th year on this show, and faithfully week after week, never missing a week. And that's God, and we are excited about that. Nan, God gave you a poem right then when we were having that song, I think, it looks like.
Yes, he did.
Okay, let's hear what you have.
Is my mic on?
It is on, but you need to move it up so it's more directed at your mouth. There we go.
I can hear now.
She had to say that, too. She had to ask because I'm in the control room and she's in the studio, so go ahead.
What are you going to do this Christmas? Get all caught up in the rush of the days? Or will you remember what it is all about? Why not reflect upon it while you pray? It's about the gift that I gave to you in the form of my precious son. Thank me for this gift that I've given to you. When this Christmas is over, what will you have done? Realize what the heart of Christmas is all about. Come on, reflect upon what it is about. Look to me with great praise from your hearts. Look to me with appreciation and a shout.
Ooh, that's good. And yes, let's look to him. And we do praise God for what he's done. We praise God Almighty for sending his son to this earth. I mean, all of this is, nobody could write this script, Pastor Jim, but God, Almighty God, starting clear back in the book of Genesis and the Bible with prophecies that were all about the Messiah, clear back to with Eve.
Right.
And do you want to mention that one? That's where the first one was,
that
I believe.
Yeah, that was the very first one, just after the fall.
Yes.
God told the serpent,
yes,
Satan,
right,
that the seed of the woman,
right,
would bruise his head, and he would bruise that person's heel.
Right.
So.
And that was referring to the Messiah that would come, and through the woman, and of course Isaiah 7:14. We want to start there today. Is just such a, before we go back to Matthew, is just right, the place to go. The book of Isaiah contains several prophecies about the Messiah. A lot of prophecies.
Ton of prophecies.
Ton. I mean, Isaiah 53. Is all about, you need to cough there a minute? Okay.
I'm fine.
All right. Isaiah 53 is all about the cross and what happened on the cross and the Messiah coming.
Right.
Isaiah 7 and Isaiah 9, you have prophecies about the birth of the Messiah. And 7:14 is just an amazing verse. Isaiah 7:14. So let's just start there today, and then we will go over to the book of Matthew. But Isaiah 7:14 is critical because it is so accurate, and that's so important here. And here it is, Isaiah 7:14. Through the prophet Isaiah, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. It can't be any clearer than that verse, Pastor Jim. I mean, yep. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, okay? And we'll call him Emmanuel. And that word means God with us. And that's the name of the series we're in right now. And that is Isaiah 7:14. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 9 for a moment. While we're in that general neighborhood, we might as well. And let's go to verse 6. Isaiah 9:6. Now, people, you might jot these references down because these are real faith builders. Now, we told you we have a goal for this show today, and that is to increase your faith. This whole series is a faith building series, even though it's centered around the birth of Jesus, because we are reminding you that God already had the plan. From the very beginning, he had the plan, and the plan was to send his Messiah at the exact perfect time in history. And so he started telling his prophets that he was going to do that. And Isaiah 7:14 that we just read is a critical verse. And Pastor Jim, Isaiah 9:6, are you able to read, or are you
still?
Okay, go ahead.
For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us. And the government will rest upon his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
Love it. Go ahead.
And there will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness. From then on and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of Hosts will accomplish this.
Oh, my.
And again, we've talked in church about, you know, the Messiah being the son of David. Well, here's another reference to that.
To that.
Mm-hmm. Over, you know, the throne
of
David.
Through the line of David. We're going to talk about that more. But yes, it's right here in Isaiah.
And, you know, on and on forevermore, it's going to be an eternal kingdom.
Eternal.
You know, it's an incredible prophecy. And I love, you know, a child will be born. A son will be given, and the government will be upon his shoulders.
Yes.
And
yes.
It could really be talking about not just any old king of Judah,
right,
but this is a clear reference to the Messiah.
Absolutely.
Which is incredible. I mean, think of the names. Wonderful Counselor.
Oh, my.
One translation says excellent strategist.
I kind of like that.
Yeah. Mighty God. Uh-huh. So this isn't referring to a man.
No.
Eternal Father.
Yes.
And Prince of Peace.
Oh, it's right there.
Yeah.
Those attributes. And I love the fact that he says the government will be on his shoulders, because in our lives, we need to become governed by the Spirit of the living God within us.
Right.
The government is on the shoulders of Jesus and in turn the Holy Spirit to clean us up. That's not our job. That's God's job. And he governs our lives through the power of the Holy Spirit within us, which takes us right back to Emmanuel, God with us and revealed in us.
And that's such a good point.
Woo.
And so many people think that either to get saved or to get filled with the Holy Spirit or whatever, they have to get cleaned up first.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I got to quit smoking. I got to quit doing this.
There's no way to do that. Mm-mm. I mean, and Paul says, because I just read it today in Philippians chapter 3, it don't matter.
Right.
All those things are rubbish.
Right.
Because we can never be on our own by trying on our own. We can never be good enough for God.
No.
And right here, you know, it just God with us. It was his initiative.
Yes.
Not ours.
Right.
And he's the one, that's, like you said, is going to do the cleaning up. All we need to do is approach him by faith.
Right.
And he'll do the work that we can't do.
You know, absolutely right. And he has created within every single creation, which is all of us, he has created a void. You know, he's created a space where his presence belongs, okay? And I kind of used to call it, what did she call
that? The God-shaped hole.
The God-shaped hole, that's right. And it is that. And it's a place where only God can fully fulfill us. We can have earthly relationships, marriages, have children, have grandchildren, in my case, and great-grandchildren, and we can have fulfilling jobs and everything, and all those things are bonuses. But the real end and scope of life is becoming so full of God that God-shaped hole in us is filled.
Mm-hmm.
It's filled, overflowing with him.
And so many times we try and fill it up with other stuff. Either sometimes, like we just talked about, good works.
Right. People.
Or relationships.
Sure.
Or drugs or shopping or whatever.
Right.
We try and fill that hole up.
Yes.
And because it's a God-shaped hole.
Right.
It's an infinitely large hole, even though it's within us. I mean, think about it, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it has to do with God. It's infinitely large.
It's huge.
And nothing we can dump into it is going to fill it up except for Jesus.
Audience, hear this today, because, you know, this is so God right this moment that he's bringing this. This is not the way I intended to start the show, okay? So, again, this is God, and this is for people out there scattered around the globe. God wants you to realize that this coming of the Messiah and the birth of Jesus is all about you. It's all about you, dear one. It's that you would have an opportunity to find God and have him, God Almighty. I mean, the miracle working God. Let's just use these four things right here. The wonderful counselor. I was at an office party last night, and I'll tell you what, I talked to, I don't know how many people who need that counselor. I had my guy that does my roofs for me sat down beside me and poured out his heart last night because his wife died last year, 2 days after Christmas, with complications with the flu. And he is still just reeling from this. And he's a believer. And we talked about the Lord. And people, no matter what your situation is, you need the wonderful counselor in your life. One of my friends there at the party, this is my real estate party, lost her son last year. She and her husband and the family lost her son at age 40 to cancer. And she was telling me how she is feeling. I mean, I had so many things happen to me last night, Pastor Jim, and every one of these grieving, sad situations and people, one of the agents I worked with for years walked in last night. I said, where's your husband? She goes, he just died of cancer. I said, you got to be kidding. I hadn't seen her for a while, for about a year. Okay, so we need the wonderful counselor. We need the mighty God, the everlasting Father. But I think the one I want to really hit is the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
Because every one of these people last night that I sat with and talked in depth and detail with, they need the Prince of Peace. It's only the Prince of Peace that will fill that void in our hearts, dear audience.
Well, that's so true. I mean, right there, those four attributes of the Messiah, those can pretty much meet any need you've got.
They can.
You know?
Absolutely.
You know, mighty God. I mean, if you need miracles, if you need mountain moves.
Yes. There's that mighty God.
Yeah, call on El Gabor, the mighty God.
Right.
You know, eternal Father, everlasting Father. I kind of look at that as Father of time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. He's not limited by our concept of time.
Right.
And Jesus, you know, we live by our, I know I have to because of my job and everything. I have to live by my calendar.
Right, sure. Me too.
And praise God, he's not limited by that. Mm-mm. And he's kind of, how'd I put it? He's outside of time.
Right.
His timing is probably not going to be ours. And we just need to remember that God has seen the beginning, the end from the beginning.
Right.
And he knows what's going to happen.
Right.
And that people need to know. I mean, because that's comforting. And I think I mentioned this before, back when we were young and Jesus freaks. Back in the
70s.
Back in the 70s. There were those long, narrow posters.
Yes.
You probably had some in your Christian bookstore.
Probably. Yes, I did.
I remember the top of the one, my favorite, said, I'm afraid of tomorrow. And at the bottom, it's just this kind of white with obviously a black silhouette of a black hill with a cross, and it says, don't worry, I've already been there.
Yes.
And that has stuck with me for well over 40 years now. But that's so true. Father of time, everlasting Father, he's already been there.
He's already been there.
And that's comforting, because we don't have to worry, especially in this day and age, about things that are going on around us.
Right.
Because God's already seen it.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what he knows what's going to happen.
Right.
He knows the ultimate end. And I think sometimes we just need to remind ourselves of that he knows the ultimate end. He is in control.
Amen.
And then he becomes the Prince of Peace.
Yes, he does.
Because we can let that go and say, okay, I trust you with the future.
Right.
I can trust you no matter what happens. I can rest in you.
Yes.
And then he's the prince, then he becomes kind of our Prince of Peace.
Right, absolutely. And at this busy holiday season, Christmas season, and it is, it's kind of hard for me when everybody refers to it as holiday versus Christmas, you know. I think a lot of us want that Christ in Christmas, even in the word, you know, to be remembered. But at this time when we celebrate the birth of Jesus, we really need to take that peace and that mm-hmm. comfort in our lives. And it is so vitally important that we realize that as we kind of shift and turn the corner into a new year, that the Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father is there with us. Emmanuel, God with mm-hmm. us every moment of every day, every moment of every night. We've been singing that old song at Nursing Home Ministry now, Angels Watching Over Me, all night, all day, angels watching over me, you know. And every time we sing that song, and our people are there at the nursing home, the residents just love to sing it, it reminds me that he is ever present. He is ever wise, omnipotent, and very all-powerful. He's all of that. Omnipresent.
Omnipotent.
All of it.
Omniscient.
He is all of that. And so as we celebrate this time, dear listeners, it is more than remembering that Mary gave birth to the Messiah. It is everything that came with that package. You know, the that Jesus grew among us, took the form of an individual human being, left heaven, came to earth, lived among us, dwelt among us, and the Word became flesh, John 1:14, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. God showed us himself through his Son. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's just huge.
And you made the point before, and I want to make it again. It was for us.
For us.
Mary just didn't give birth to a Messiah.
Right.
I want to make sure this comes out. She gave birth to your Messiah.
Amen.
Your
yes,
Christ.
Listener. Listening to this. Listen to this. Yes. He's yours.
We've heard it quoted till everybody saved, unsaved. Everybody knows John 3:16. But just change it. For God so loved me.
Right. Do that, would you?
For God so loved me that he gave his only begotten Son.
Yes.
That I, believing in him, shall not perish, but will have eternal life.
Amen. 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 And that's what it's all about. So when Jesus came to this earth, he became human. He became flesh. He took on a physical body. And he did that to, it was like the giant, what's the word? Where you have a picture of something, but it comes alive. When you teach so often, I'll just give this example. Maybe you can help me with what I'm trying to say. When I teach, and Pastor Jim, and you do too, we use the whiteboard mm-hmm. a lot, and we write all these concepts on there. We do that so that those concepts are not just in one ear and out the other, but that those concepts are sealed down within our hearts. Mm-hmm. And our people take notes, and they take good notes, and they go back and look at those notes.
And they take pictures of the board.
And then they take pictures at the board at the end of the evening so that they can get it down on the inside of them. And it's like God said, you know what? I know you need pictures. I know you need something tangible. Mm-hmm. I know you need more than me just telling you, oh, by the way, I love you. No, it's not that. He said, I'm going to love you so much that I'm going to send my Son to this earth to die on a cross, live among you, heal sick, raise the dead, show you the love of God, the goodness, the kindness, the love of God. And dear ones, we need to get that down in our hearts mm-hmm. and during this Christmas season. God is love. That is 1 John 4:8. God is love. God is full of kindness. And I was reading a book that Graham Cook wrote earlier today, and he was talking about the kindness of God. And when that gets down on the inside of you, and it goes to the verse in Romans, it's his kindness that brings us to repentance, that makes us want to be like God, is his kindness. When we get that down on the inside of us, I know I'm preaching, Pastor. I am absolutely riled up today because we've got to get this message out that God loves us so much. He came and he showed us his nature, kindness, goodness, love,
right,
patience, all those things with us. He's patient with us.
Oh, very.
Long-suffering.
Oh, thank.
Gentle.
And thank the Lord he is.
Oh, yes.
I mean, otherwise we'd just be nothing but little piles of ash sitting in these chairs,
Yes.
I mean, And I think, we need to remember it was nothing. I think sometimes we forget the enormity of what Jesus did. I mean,
yes,
he didn't have to leave heaven.
Right. He chose.
He chose to be obedient to the Father.
Right.
And to wrap all of his godhood, all of his infiniteness.
Yes.
Into finite.
Right.
To turn it, and, it's a mystery. I know theologians have tried to explain it mm-hmm. for eons, how could God be a man and all that. I don't know. I just know the Bible says he was fully God and fully man.
Exactly.
That's good enough for me. I don't have to know all the ins and outs to get to
heaven. God said, I believe it. That settles it.
Right. And all I know is Jesus is both fully God and fully human.
Right.
And that little baby that was born to die.
Yes.
And
yes,
Jesus yes. knew that. He knew from eternity past what was going to happen. I mean, when Adam and Eve sinned, God wasn't caught up short. It's like, oh, what do I do now? How am I going to get the human race back?
And no, it wasn't like anything that. Like that, was it?
He knew from eternity past. He right. knew what he was getting into.
Right.
In fact, it was so great. On Facebook, last night, Joyce Myers had shared a thing, and I posted it to my page.
Oh, good.
About, you know, God knew what he was getting into when he created you.
Right.
You know, and that I found that very comforting.
You're no
comforting.
Surprise, right?
Right. I found that very comforting because...
That's good.
You know, sometimes, you know, we get so horribly down on ourselves.
Right.
And yeah, if we're in the wrong, then just admit it and walk on. You know, repent of it and go on with your life.
Yes.
But
yes.
sometimes we just think, oh God, how could you love me? I'm such a screw up, blah, 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 blah. He knew you before you were born.
Amen.
And he knew full well what he was getting into.
That's right.
When he created Adam and Eve. He knew full well what he was getting into when he created us.
Yes.
You know, he knew the messes we would be.
And he knew Joseph and Mary. Mm-hmm. And 2 Chronicles 16:9 says that the eyes of the Lord roam to and fro around the earth. One of my favorite verses.
I know.
The eyes of the Lord roam to and fro around the earth, searching for those whose hearts are completely his. I believe that Joseph and Mary had hearts after God. Let's look at Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. The birth of Jesus took place like this. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. And before they came to the marriage bed, Joseph discovered she was pregnant. And we made the point Friday night that when the people got engaged in that time, that was when the marriage contract was formulated. And they set the date for the marriage at that point. Everything was set in stone
right
then.
Right, and at that point they were separated to each other.
Right. So it was not like when our engagements are, you know, more fluid.
Right.
It's not like that. It was a set in stone thing.
Yes, absolutely.
And so it was very serious that Mary ends up pregnant and she's engaged to Joseph. This is infidelity. It would appear to be infidelity.
It would certainly appear to be that.
And it says here in the Message Bible, it was by the Holy Spirit, but he didn't know that. Joseph was chagrined, I like that, but noble. In other words, he was embarrassed, he was upset, but he determined to do the right thing. Why? He had a heart after God.
Right.
This man had a heart after God, Pastor Jim.
Right. I have New American Standard.
Yeah, what does yours say?
And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man, which means he was, you know, he was doing things right.
Right.
And not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly.
Right.
Which even that was just outlandish.
Right.
Because you just didn't do that. Right. I mean, if you were really living strictly by the law, I mean, you had no choice but to take her out and try and find out who made her pregnant.
Right.
And stone both of them.
Right.
And yet it says he was righteous. He was. I like that. He was a man after God's own heart. He was in right standing with God.
Yes, he was.
And he had the compassion of God. He said, I love this woman. I don't want to
embarrass her.
I don't want to embarrass her. Yeah.
Right.
I don't want to bring shame on her.
Right.
So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to send her away secretly.
Right.
You know, okay, I'll send her to, you know, some Judean home for unwed mothers or something, you know.
Okay. And verse 20, while he was trying to figure this out and a way out, he had a dream. Now, I love this. This is God's on-timeness. God is on time, dear listener. You may think God has forgotten you. You may think he has absolutely no interest in you. But let me tell you, he is on time. By the fact you're listening right now to this show, God is on time in your life. Be sure and get the points he wants you to get today. Because God appears as an angel in a dream to Joseph. And he says, Joseph, son of David, don't hesitate to get married. The son of David's very important. We'll get back to that later. Don't hesitate to get married because Mary's pregnancy is spirit conceived. God's Holy Spirit has made her pregnant. She will give birth to a son. And when she does, you, Joseph, will name him Jesus. He was named prior to his birth. And that means God is our salvation, or God saves. And because he will save his people from their sins. And then the next part says, That's so that Isaiah 7:14 would be fulfilled, mm-hmm. right, Pastor Jim?
Yeah, all this took place to fulfill what was written through the prophet.
Which we talked about a little while ago.
Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son.
Yes.
And that's one thing about Matthew's gospel. He was all about pointing out fulfilled prophecy.
Yes, I love it.
All about pointing that out. And here's the first one, you know? And
Isaiah 7:14, we just started
the
show with that.
And it's a whopper, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, behold, the virgin shall conceive. And I was actually meditating on that verse, and it's like, wow. You know?
I mean, I was too. Wow.
And because I was thinking about that, I was thinking about Genesis 3:15, which you quoted earlier, from the seed of the woman. And what an incredible God said, okay, I'm going to get around this. It was the only way to make for Jesus to come into the world was... And Luke says the Holy Spirit, you know, Gabriel said the Holy Spirit will overshadow you,
mm-hmm.
like he did the apostles at the Transfiguration. That
right.
big old glory cloud settled
glory
down
cloud.
On Mary.
And she became pregnant.
And yeah, he took somehow one of her eggs and boom.
We don't have to even understand it scientifically. Doesn't matter.
No.
You know, for ages on end, for thousands of years, people have gotten pregnant and nobody really understood how that happened. They didn't understand the scientific or biological part of it. You know, it just happened, you know.
Same here. All we have to do is know that God entered the world through a virgin.
Yes.
And it was a fulfilled prophecy.
Amen.
And again, you know, which, and his name, we'll call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us.
Which couldn't be a more perfect segue mm-hmm. to this song, one of my favorites of all time, older song, Emmanuel, God with Us, by Amy Grant. Used to carry this one in my bookstore.
I imagine that.
We dim the light, we stoke the fire, we breathe the evergreen. Young ones wait while the old ones make up tales of how it used to be. China dolls, candy corn, painted treasures found to the wondrous sound of caroling the Savior born to us on Christmas morn. Thank you.
child once born in Bethlehem is still among us now.
Amen. He's still here. Emmanuel, God with us. Praise God. Emmanuel, God with us. So well sung. What a wonderful, wonderful, what a wonderful song that is. Nan, do you have something to share with us?
I do.
Okay.
Share the story with others you meet, the true reason you celebrate Christmas. Of those around your sphere of ministry, don't let them of the true meaning miss. There are those rushing to buy gifts because they feel obligated to purchase them. Let them know about the gift of my son and that upon him they can truly depend. He came as a babe to give his life for them. He is the best gift they can receive this season. It's not all about the commercialism that abounds. Let them learn that what is the true reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the reason. God Amen. With us, Emmanuel.
Well, and I love that. I mean, I've been thinking about the word, you know, Emmanuel, God with us.
Mm-hmm.
Not God out in the, you know, out in the cosmos. Not some
right.
sort of, not present God. But
right.
here's God who's present,
present with us all the time.
What was it, that Francis Schaeffer book? The God who was there.
Right.
You know, God is not just some, I heard, you know, some people think he's just a big clockmaker, kind of wound up the world and let it, set it off and let it go.
Yeah.
That's not it. He's intimate. This shows.
Right.
I'm going to start preaching.
Go ahead.
This shows how intimately involved God mm-hmm. is with his creation.
Yes. Yes.
With each one of us. Because, you know, I mentioned before, and I want to make this point again, Jesus... Some people just think he was like God who put on flesh like we put on clothes. That's not it. He was fully human.
Yes.
Body, soul, and spirit. And he
felt emotion.
And he had emotions.
Pain.
Anger.
Yes.
I mean,
all of it.
You know, there were times when Jesus was angry and hurt.
Right.
And sad. And, mm-hmm. you know, the writer of Hebrews says he was tempted in every way.
Yes.
Like we were, except he didn't sin.
Right.
So he's able to come to our aid. He's able to intercede. And I
Praise
love that term, save us to the uttermost. Save us completely.
Ooh, amen.
Because everything that we are, he took on.
Yes.
And it's so, he's just so intimately involved with us. Our comings, our goings, our good, our bad. I mean, we kind of made that point before. He knows everything. So it's not like you listeners, you can't hide anything
no.
from Jesus.
No.
He already knows.
Right.
And you know, there may be stuff you're ashamed of and you think, well, I can't talk to God about that. Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
You can. You must. You should.
Right.
Because he knows. He understands. He's been tempted in whatever way you've been tempted. Jesus was tempted. He saw the worst in humanity.
Oh, absolutely.
And he took all that on himself when he went to the cross. This baby was born to die.
Yes. And I love that point you're making, Pastor Jim, because our humanity, he knew it fully well because he created us.
Right.
Okay. So he knew we were going to mess up, you know. And when he promised, clear back in Matthew chapter 1, verse 1, it says, the family tree of Jesus Christ, David's son, mm-hmm. Abraham's son. So he promised Abraham, clear back at the beginning of the Jewish nation, he promised Abraham, the Messiah is going to come through you.
Right.
Because he promised it in the way he says, all your descendants. And he took him outside in Genesis 15 and he said, look up, see how many stars there are? Well, your descendants are going to be more than all the stars in the sky.
Right.
Then he took him outside his tent door and he says, look at all the sand. How much sand do you see? Well, he was in the desert. How much sand did he see? tons of sand, right?
Well, yeah.
And he said, your descendants are going to be more than the grains of the sand, you know? And so here's Abraham, who wasn't perfect. I mean, he had a lot of issues, too. He got in a hurry, you know,
well,
with the promise.
And tried to have a son of promise by the flesh. And we, you know,
paying for that.
Right. And anyone who's tried that, tried to work out God's promises in the flesh, knows that's going to be just a terrible failure.
Well, that was his first son, Ishmael, by his maid, or Sarah's maid, Hagar, which is the Palestinian.
The Arabs.
Arabs. And Isaac was the child of promise, but Abraham got in a hurry.
Right.
You know? And God really had he and Sarah waiting 25 years, which is crazy, a lot of time.
Right.
And I can see why they got in a hurry. And God knew they'd get in a hurry. You know?
Well, and again, the birth of Ishmael.
Yes.
And everything that's happened since then did not surprise God. He knew that was going to happen.
No, did not.
And yet he chose Abraham. And, you know, that wasn't Abraham's only fault. He lied.
Right.
To the kings to protect Sarah. And yet, he had a heart for God.
Yes, he did. We got to come back to that point. Ring that bell. Right. Do you have a bell in there? Abraham had a heart after God.
For God.
So did Joseph. So did Mary. So did David.
Yes. And David, again, a man of blood.
Yes.
Called a man of blood because, you know, because of his warfare. And yet he had a heart after God.
Heart after God.
And, you know, he really messed up in that affair with Bathsheba.
Woo. But she's right here.
She's mentioned.
Verse 6, she is the mother of Solomon,
right.
Who Joseph, the earthly father, I suppose, or whatever you want to call him, of Jesus. What do you want to call him?
Adoptive father.
All right, the adoptive father of Jesus. It came through Solomon's line.
Right.
Mary came through another son of David, which was Nathan's line. So the promise that God made to David, that I am going to establish your kingdom forever and ever and ever, it is so true, isn't it?
Right, because, you know, God promised David, you'll never lack a man to sit on the throne.
Sure.
And yeah, things look bleak, especially after they got deported into Babylon.
Oh, yeah.
There was never another Jewish king until Jesus.
Right.
And, of course, now he sits on the throne forever and ever.
Amen.
As the son of David. So he fulfilled that prophecy.
Yes.
That God had made to David. There's that. Well, we sing it on Palm Sunday, but Great David's Greater Son is one of the lines.
Oh, yeah.
All glory, laud, and honor to thee, Redeemer King. Then one of the lines is Great David's Greater Son. Well, that's true.
Yes.
Because here was one who was going to come and fulfill the promise that God made to Abraham.
Oh, amen. And so we see all of these prophecies down through the Old Testament, and we come up and we land on Matthew chapter 1, the birth of Jesus. Now, Pastor Jim, we got to go back to this point that we made last week at nursing home. We made it Friday night at our gathering. The chances of only 8 of these prophecies being fulfilled in one person. Now, there's a lot more than 8. But if we just talk of the ones we've mentioned just now, we mentioned Genesis 3:15. We mentioned Isaiah 7:14, Isaiah 9:6. We've mentioned Isaiah 53, but go ahead.
Well, and then coming up, we have Micah chapter 5, quote out of Jeremiah, one out of Hosea. So there's 3 more right there.
Oh, yeah, there's tons, yeah.
So, I mean, we got 7 right here. And
born of a woman, actually, born of a virgin, those are separate things.
Right? And then by the end of the chapter, we'll have 8.
Okay.
And in the book Science Speaks, it was calculated that for any one human being to fulfill 8 of the major prophecies of the coming of the Messiah
in one person,
are 1 in 100 quadrillion. That's the chance.
So 1 in 14 zeros.
One followed by 14 zeros.
So one person to fulfill all these. So in other words, it's humanly impossible.
There haven't been.
To be divinely possible.
Right. There haven't been that many, and there will not be that many people ever born.
Woo! Therefore, only Jesus could do this. Right. Only Jesus. Now, I don't know about y'all, but that just increases my faith. It just goes through the ceiling because I know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and fulfilled all these promises.
And I want to encourage our listeners, because I know before I got saved, we go to church, we hear the Christmas story, blah, blah, blah. It just becomes... Half the time, I think it's like the way the parents sound or the adults sound in a Charlie Brown special.
Right.
Right. You know, because we've heard it so many times.
Right.
But really, especially Matthew chapter 1.
Yes.
Go through this and look at all the fulfilled prophecy.
Oh, it's just loaded.
Matthew chapter 1 and chapter 2, there's prophecy all over the place.
All over the place.
And it's fulfilled in Jesus.
Yes.
And like you said, Pastor, I read this and it's like, wow.
Doesn't it, faith just run up the ladder?
Yeah, I mean it's great because these some of these that you wouldn't even think. Well, you know, I went out of Hosea that we'll get to eventually.
Yeah.
Out of Egypt, I've called my son.
Sure,
well,
sure.
Initially, that was interpreted, of course. The initial interpretation is out of Egypt, I've called Israel.
Right.
And yet, I was thinking about this today, too. I've been meditating on these.
I was, too.
Jesus, to fulfill his role as Messiah, had to go to Egypt.
That's right.
To be identified with the people that came out of Egypt.
Woo! That will preach. And we're going to pick up right there in our second hour. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. My associate pastor, Pastor Jim Ellsbury, is on the show with me today. So Pastor Jim, who we lovingly call PJ, and Nan is in here with us too. And, you know, we want to invite you to become more acquainted with Beacon of Hope. We're in our 15th year as a ministry. 15th year. We have been on the air. We are in our 9th year on the air. This is consistent, giving the Word of God faithfully week after week after week. Have there been times of discouragement? Absolutely. Have there been hardships financially? Absolutely. Has God paid for every single show that we've done?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You can ring the bell on that one, Pastor Jim, because He is our provider. He's our Jehovah Jireh. And so we want you to become better acquainted with Beacon of Hope. We are expanding in this new year into Mexico, and I can't wait to talk about that, but we're going to wait till January to tell you what we're doing. And it is going to be amazing. Get acquainted with us. Go to our website. It's easy. BOHM stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. So it's BOHMglobal.com. You can. It also works, beaconofhopeministries.com. That still works, but we shortened it so that it's easier to remember. BOHMglobal.com. Pastor Jim, real quickly, tell us about the prayer line. You got a minute here.
Okay, we have a prayer line and at Beacon of Hope. And if you have a prayer request, a prayer need, we are a body of believers who believe that God answers prayer. We've seen
Amen.
It happen. We have
Woo.
Seen miracles. We've seen healings.
Amen.
We've seen financial Woo. Miracles
yes.
happen. We've seen relationships restored. We believe, we know
Amen.
That God does that.
And yes.
So if you have a need, you can send it in to prayers, PRAYERS, at BOHMglobal.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that request will come to myself or Betty or Shell. And we will pick up the prayer request, we'll attach a prayer to it, and send it out to our prayer team. And, you know, everyone, they'll pray the prayer, they'll believe with you for whatever your needs are. And we will believe that God will answer your prayers.
Absolutely. And He does. And it's so powerful that He does.
Oh, and if I may, and
go
if
ahead.
I may add,
go ahead.
When He
when,
answers your,
when,
your prayers.
When, not if.
Please let us know. I love collecting up the praise reports and
yes.
putting them in a special folder in my Outlook.
Yeah.
Or in my Hotmail account, just to keep it, just because it's like those are little points we can say, well, look at everything. We you sing a song, look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has
you
done.
You know, we can look and say, look what God has done.
Well, and on our Friday night gathering, which will be switching to Wednesday on December 23rd, from then on it'll be our Wednesday gathering. But we always take time to pray for the needs of our body of believers that come in the door and also those that are sent into us. So you can get that. You can get a special prayer time here with us, with this gang. Prayers at BOHMglobal.com. Great. our Thursday night show. Nan, I'm going to ask you to talk about it because I know that you have gained a lot from listening to our Go Yard with Mama Mac, which is my other name from, that my daughter-in-law's gave me. So Go Yard with Mama Mac on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on this station and on on Starcom Media Network every Saturday and Sunday morning also. Go ahead.
You and Dr. Angel are on there, and it's a life coaching show, and I always say it's 1 hour of free counseling. you touch all kind of subjects, and just offer a lot of wonderful advice, allow people the opportunity to call in for questions or comments. Like I said, it's like an hour of free counseling. If it's on a subject that you're really needing help with, there's a problem in your life, it's an hour of free counseling, and it's
right.
Wise wisdom coming from your many, many years of experience as a counselor and as being a pastor, and Dr. Angel with her PhD and all the experience that she has.
Amen.
And all the knowledge that she brings to it. It's just an awesome show. I would really encourage people to listen to it.
Yes. Catch it every Thursday night, 6:06 p.m. live on this station. And on Starcom Media, let's do station ID. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Call a friend. Tell them to join us.